got some snaps in the
team. He did?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
That's part of the evolution.
Would like to see more and more, yes. Looks like he caught a nice ball over the middle in the green zone.
With Kennard, has his experience at USC doing a lot of different positions, has that helped him?
I think it has helped him, yeah. But he appears to be one of those guys. He's a football player. He likes it. You know, he's physical. He learns well. He plays special teams. He plays on defense. So I think that experience has been good for him.
There didn't seem to be a lot of passes downfield today.
Who?
There didn't seem to be a lot of passes downfield today. Was that sort of what you were running installation-wise today, or is that sort of just the way it shook out?
Well, that's more or less the way it went. I think we had one early on with Mario, and the ball was underthrown, so that was disappointing. But, yeah, I mean, sometimes you get it and sometimes you don't. So today wasn't one of those days, evidently.
With Beckham doing more and more now.
You just said that. Yeah, well, the question just came up. He's done more. He had more team plays today, and hopefully that'll keep going.
Is he still in consideration to play on Saturday?
We'll see. I haven't really talked to anybody about that. We'll see about it.
How do you assess Manningham's progress? Where is he?
That's not an easy one. You know, some days it's better than others. I think he's growing in some confidence. But, you know, we've been at this for a while, and I certainly would like to see him at his very best over a period of time so we could assess what we could expect. So, you know, he's working at it. He's working hard. But certainly I think there can be more.
Expect Beattie Saturday? Or?
Yeah, I think Beattie will get his first plays. McBride will get his first.
And would Beattie will play with the starters? Will he get the full load with the starters? Or?
Probably not. Okay. No. It'll be his first time playing, so he'll get the normal first time load.
You encouraged that the line is coming together now with guys coming back injury-wise?
Well, I thought, for example, I thought in the 9-on-7 today, I thought that first group did a pretty good job.
How's Brandon Mosley? You know, we talk about guys that are
pretty good. Yeah, his week has had he's had a pretty good week, I think. Yeah, he's had been a little better. I thought his game was a little bit better. So,
is that the jump for him from the practice to the game been kind of difficult, though? I mean,
well,
something he hasn't been used to.
No, it's not. It's not practice to the game. It's you know, being in the game and being as productive as you'd like, you know, and eliminating errors and just overall production improving from that standpoint. He's a big, strong guy that, you know, has had lots of time in the classroom and some work on the field as a backup. And so we certainly would like to see him, you know, just kind of take off and be the player we hope he's going to be.
Any separation with the tight end yet on the depth chart?
Nah, not really. I mean, some days are, you know, they kind of stand out. And on different days, different people seem to be doing better, but we'd like to see some more consistency in the whole deal.